Kindergarten of Masechta Shuma Dav Vav begin Amud Beis begin Tosef the Master begins words of the Gemara Sefer Etzrochalei. You're right. We need it for the Sefer El Shacham Men of Bechulut to tell you that. Yeah, although it has the same tumah that we know in the Torah. So what are we teaching you? We're teaching you that it has a certain stringency of Beil Nida over that of Tamei Mes. Now Tosef brings the Beperik El Dvar Mepsachim. The Gemara Pesachim that Simchas Menav brings regarding that the Balkari talks about there how many camps you have to be sent out of. It's sent out of the two machnas, machnas shchin and machnas levi. And the Gemara asks that, what do you mean? The Brice that we bring in our Gemara says Balkari is like a Tamei Sheretz. Isn't it for their machna, which Tamei Sheretz is sent out of only machnas shchin? So the Gemara says no. And then the Gemara says, Parach Mahacha, the Gemara asks from the Sefer, which says, Bo'el Nida is like Tamei Mes. The Gemara says, well, regarding what do you say that they're the same? Elim Lutumasim, if you think that we're comparing them regarding their Tumah, Hi Tumazang Sibib, Hi Tumazang Sibib. Like the Gemara asks over here, what do you mean? But we know that they both have this, the Tumazang. I don't have to tell you that they're the same. The Torah tells it to you. El Lav L'machanoisim, rather, it's obviously coming to pair how many camps they're sent out of. Oh, Medesevil L'machanoisim, Rashi Naman L'machanoisim. The fact that that second halacha is comparing them regarding the how many machnas. So the Rashi is regarding how many machnas. The Gemara says, no, Medeiri, is that a proof? Or Kadisa for Kadisa? Each one could be talking about, one could be talking about the machnas, and one could be talking about regarding the halacha of their Tumah. No. The Gimik Gemur Shama Taisis. And Taisis over there is there in Mesechta Pesachim. It's not clear regarding this idea. And on the point of Amay Mashani B'deichik, why is it that the Gemara gives a contrived answer? Umuki Reish of a Sefer betray time explaining that the Reish and the Sefer are talking about two different ideas. That the Chiddush of the Reish is regarding Tumah and the Sefer is talking about regarding the Machna. Lishani ki hacha. Why doesn't the Gemara give like the Gemara say over here? Lo ilam lo tumasin. Truthfully, they're all talking about the Tumah. So what do you have to tell me? They both the Tumah Zayin that it says in the Torah. The Sefer Tzachalei, it's regarding the Sefer that the Chiddush is not regarding comparing the halacha of a Baal Nida to Tamei Mes. Is that Baal Nida has a chumra over that of Tamei Mes regarding Mishkan Meshem, like our Gemara says over here? So that's just nearly the Torah. It seems to me to answer that he shenuya the Hasam. The Gemara that gives the answer over there that says you're right. The reason why we're comparing Baal Nida to Tamei Mes regarding the Machnas and the Chiddush is that it's sent out of only Machnas Shchin like Tamei Mes. The Gemara prefers to give that answer more than what our Gemara answers over here. Because the Higufa, because this itself, that Boil Need, is only sent out of one machna, Itzrich, that you need, and it's better than Melemid the Sefer Itzrich. It's better than saying, oh, we don't really need it, we just need it because of the Sefer. And that Vatana Risha, Mishnah Shein, the Tzrich, Mishnah Sefer, that the Tana said really the primary halacha unnecessarily only because of the Sefer. So therefore, I prefer to explain him in a way that no, it isn't necessary. He's telling you something regarding the machnas. In contrast, why did our Gemara answer like over there? Because we can't say Hagadisa or Hagadisa, because only over there could you answer such a question. Because there the question wasn't regarding the Ikar Halacha of the Machna, it was regarding from the Sefer, which we wanted to learn regarding the Reisha. But over here, the Mesefer Gufa Parcha asking from the Sefer regarding the one who holds that Bol Nida tables at nighttime, which we learned that Bol Nida is like Tmei Mes, isn't that regarding that you see that it tables also during the daytime? And we so that we couldn't answer Hagadisa, and then we had to give this contrived, this difficult answer, where because we couldn't say Hagadisa, so we had to say, oh, you're right, it's unnecessary just teaching you regarding the Sefer. That's one approach. Inami nearly, or Tais says another approach is, it's not true. Not like the Gemara preferred to say the better answer. The Gemara cannot have answered what we say over here. Why not? Did not Gemara say that it's you're right, it's not teaching you anything and it's regarding that of Tumah? No, because Domaskin and Hacha, Gemara concludes over here. The Gemara's Maskana comes out, the Bel Nida, Kitme Mes Litri Lasse. We bring a clear Braisa, come out that the Bel Nida is like Tme Mes regarding the Tefillah, and then the Tevel to him, and the Tevel's during the daytime. Now, Rav Shimon does feel like he thought to say the Bel Nida can need lit from a Lila. That no, the Bel Nida has a look like the Nida to Tevel at nighttime. No, Makar Parach Lim Braisa. Now, originally the Gemara asked him a Braisa. Oh, that Bel Nida could make mace. Well, what do you mean? You see, and that's the Braisa we're here in the Divrei Maskil. That yeah, we compare Bel Nida could make mace. My love, the tefillah, and that the Gemara says, well, isn't it Tumah regarding the tefillah that's going to have during the daytime like Tmei Mes? And that the Gemara says, no, it's for the Tumah. And then also, what's it necessary? Why are you comparing with that? We know about that Torah. Oh, the Sefer Tzachalei. Oh, and you're right, the primary Chiddush is the Sefer that we're telling you Bel Nida has a Chumra of Tmei Mes. And then, Bahadi Taisa, me Braisa, the time had to be the problem, the Gemara concludes and brings a Braisa that refutes clearly this interpretation of Hashimi, where it says, Bel Nida, but Tmei Mes, Tfilas Mayim, it says clearly that the Tfilas is during the daytime. So the conclusion is that Baal Nida is tabling at daytime. Allah, therefore, since that's the maskana, Allah have a matzal shnu yasim. The Gemara there could not have said that. Well, what are we comparing the Baal Nida to Tamei Meis is l'tumasa, but the tuma because the al karchach Baal Nida can be meis nami l'tfilasai. Like our Gemara could be skinach. Like Gemara concludes over here. So v'hashlem haitam avakat Tamei Meis l'tfilasai. So then, why is the Baal Nida like Tamei Meis for its tfila? No, rather, what can we infer from that? They can need to have l'chol ma'idich zebehedyo. What do we say? Baal needs like a nida for whatever is explicitly written in the Torah. That we compare the two of them, like for tumah mishkav v'meishav. Aval ma'idle rabina kra. What the pasuk does not include. Yeshlon le demaisle to be mismisvar. Logically, we should say, as our Bryce is saying, regarding like that of the tevila, we should compare it to tumah meis. Why? Should not have a tumah magu kamaisa because it's a tumah that comes from contracting by touching something else. Both of them, Tamei Mes touching a dead person. Here he's touching, he's in contact with the Nida. Ah, so that's why he's saying the tefillah is going to be during the daytime. Zimim Kain, who adin l'machana isam. Then same thing should apply for the machna, because that's also not explicitly in the pasuk. So it comes out, according to the Gemara's Maskan, that you cannot have answered in Pesachim that they're only similar for the tumah and not for the machna. Now, Vavagav, the Mekari Kiyama. Now, although originally when the Gemara says over there that Baal Nida Kamei Mes, the Gemara asks, Lamai for what? Ila tumah. What do you mean? How could you say that the both explicitly say in the Torah for 7 days must be for the machna? Lai have a kashale. The Gemara wasn't bothered. Ela hay tuma zayin k'sebe v'chulu. Only that it says explicitly by each one tuma zayin. Now what's bothering Tais is that seemingly why didn't the Gemara originally say right away that how could you say it's just for the tuma? But if you're saying they're the same for tevila, to obviously compare Baal Nida to Meis for all its halachas, they're the same thing for machna. And that's what it says, Yishlam, what you can say is the Kushi Abshut Anakit. You're right. The Gemara just it could have said that. But it was just saying the simpler question. It was asking that what's the Chiddush if you could bring them to Tumah. But they're both explicit in the Torah anyway. You're right, but if the Gemara would have answered that it's only for the Tumah, and the Sefer Itzchale, and that we're only needed for the Chiddush of the Sefer, then you're right. If that was what the Gemara would have tried to conclude, we would have still been bothered. How could you say that they're not similar for the Machna? But what do you mean? But we see that Baal Nida is saying, like, regarding a Tvila, like a Gemara concludes over here. But keeping the Dhamma Tvila, since it's the same for Tvila, it would be the same for the Machna, the Bishlok explained, and therefore you're right that the Gemara would have asked it, just asked the simpler question first. We're just telling you that it has the stringency of Baal Nida over that of Tamei Meis, which Tais says tamely, it's a wonder to me. Had the Tamei Meis namicham in Baal Nida, what are you telling me that Baal Nida has a chumra over Tamei Meis? Tamei Meis also has chumras over Baal Nida. Shatoyin hazor gimel b'zayin. Tamei Meis needs to be sprayed with the pardum and ashra day 3, day 7. And with tamikli matches, it also contaminates the metal of where vethel lasoisim avatuma kiyutzeboy to make it actually as an avatuma itself. The tamarish masechet olas, like we begin masechet olas, the gear says dalat tamei mes. There are 4 things that contaminate from a dead person. You have the kalim mes. Kalim can become tum from the dead person, which becomes like an av, like the mess itself. And therefore, for other kalim, you have the person becoming tummy from the kalim now becoming a rishon. And the gears is supposed to be kalim, but adam, and now the kalim become tummy from that person. And tumayim, tumazayim, b'chulu, they all have a tumma of 7 days. So why are you saying that they're all having this tumma of 7 days? So why are you saying that chumra baal nida, you have a chumra tumay mes too? So it's Taisa Vashem, but say for the Brisa, yeah, maybe the end of the Brisa, and those words of Taisa are precise, because in the Mishnah, which is what we're quoting from, actually doesn't say anything, but maybe there's a Brisa. Chashim nam lahan chumr, did Tamei Meis mei Baal Nida, right? Maybe it says over there the chumr's the other way too. Here it only says the chumr's of that of the Baal Nida over Tamei Meis. Continue next Taisa Masa, the beginning of the Gemara, Shabbatami Mishka B'Meisha B'Tumah Kalam. What's the chumr of the Baal Nida? That he contaminates the bedding that he lays on and the chair that he sits on with a Tumah Kala, which is that only is metame foods, food out of the beverages, but not other mekalim. Rashi explains, in contrast, azav, azav, anid, the mitzayra, which they have a halacha of avatuma, then metame also other mekalim. So as Taisa, kan chazav by Rashi, mimasha pirish beperik el dvarm b'psachim. Here Rashi is retracting what he said b'psachim, that's some zayin lepes, which is, ahadukam ahasim, this is what the Gemara says over there. The Gemara, in the whole discussion, ultimately concludes and says, why are you saying that mitzayra is mochamer from zav? And you're saying, oh, if Zavin are sent out of this machnas, so for sure, Mitzrayim, obviously Mitzrayim is being sent out of more machnas. So the Gemara says, I'll do it to the contrary. I can tell you Zav Chama and Mitzrayim, that Zav is more Chama than Mitzrayim. Why? She can't ice a Mishkav Meshav Chulu. Zav, like Anida, all these cases, they contaminate the bedding and the chairs that they sit on, etc. And so says Taisis, Mashmet sounds like from the Gemara over there, the Mitzrayim ain't ice a Mishkav Meshav, that the Mitzrayim does not make Mishkav Meshav. That's what it sounds like from the Gemara Pesach. Now, the Hikshu Rashi asks, Madam Terzkoim, and the fact that he's saying Terzkoim, that it says in the Pasuk, Vigilach has called Sa'ar, the Mitzvah has to go ahead and shave off all this hair, Prat Lebes Absarim, that Lebes has to Sarim, that excludes here in the hidden parts that are not revealed here. Now, Vidinu, and the Brisa says, oh, we have a Mamatzinu, which is Nematigalachas Bemei Sefara, it says, cutting off his hair by the days of his counting, meaning the second time he cuts his hair, which is after the conclusion of his purification. Venematikalachas Bemei Gamer, which says, cutting his hair when he finishes the first time he cuts his hair, which is to purify himself from the tuma of being a Mitzara Muchlin. So we have a comparison. Matagalachas Amur Bemei Sefaroi Prat Lebesasam, just like, but when he cuts his hair, the first time around, the second time around, Bemei Sefaroi, when he's cutting his hair the second time after he counted his days of purity, he has to cut off all his hair. That's Prat Lebesasam, that excludes the hairs in the concealed areas. Afikalachas Amur Bemei Gamor, so too, when he's cutting his hair the first time, when he's just finished becoming Mitzara and he's starting his purification process, Prat Lebesasam, that's excluding the hair in the concealed areas. So Omaksha. And then the question is, Im Hakel B'mei Sefaroi, why is this a Mamatzinu? If we're being lenient in the days of when he's doing his Demei Tahara, which She'emetam Mishkav Moshav, during those days, and of his purification days, if he sits on something or lays on something, he does not have the Tum Mishkav Moshav. And She'emetam B'biya, he does not connect when he enters into an area like a house. So, Nekel B'mei Gemari, how can we be lenient and take this for the Megamara, which is the days when he was coming up to his first hair cutting? During those days, he is Matam Mishkim Meishav. So how do you know to compare the two halachas to say that, to be lenient and say that you don't have to cut off the hairs in the area of Beis Hasar? That's the words of the Teretz Kohen. Now, it comes out that a Mitzayra, during the days of his Tumah, are Matam Mishkim Meishav. We're saying the days of his Tara, not the days of his Tumah, yes. The difficulty is that, says Rashi, this contradicts the Gemara Pesachim, that sounds like only a Zavim Mitam Mishkim Meishav, not that of Mitzayra. So, but here it's Rashi, we got Rabbein Tam, that he deal Dvar. The Gemara in Pesachim, the Mashma, the Zav, Oysa Mishkim Meishav, Balei Mitzayra, that only a Zav makes Mishkim Meishav, not Mitzayra. Hainu L'tami Odom Ubegot. That's regarding contaminating people and garments. Ma'idah Teres Koyin and Mari, L'tum Akalo, L'tami Oichel Amashkim. Oh, Dasa B'Kavu Chaim, and that's B'Kavu Chaim, that Mitzayra would make that Mishkim Meishav. Kedisha B'Rish Parik Dam Nida, like the Gemara Nida sounds like in Dav Nudal Mabez, that says, Ma Zav She'en Mitame B'Biyah, if a Zav does not contaminate when they come into a room, Oysa Mishkim Meishav makes Mishkim Meishav, so Evan Haman Agas, so this Evan of Tziras, Mitzayra and the Mitzayra has Tziras, and Mitame B'Biyah, that they contaminate if they're just in the, coming into a room, into the oil, in the Dinshi Yas, the Mishkim Meishav isn't a Kavu Chaim, that they can have this Halacha Mishkim Meishav. And the Brisa rejects this Kavu Chaim because it says, no, Ashish Kavalov Hazav, that, no, it's only in the Halacha of Hazav that has Mishkim Meishav. Now, from this mirror of Hazab, only by the Zav you have this halacha, and that it does not apply by the stone that has tzaraz. It says Rashi, that's excluding it from the severe level of tumah. So too, here from the same source, we're going to exclude mitzayra, again, only from the severe level of tumah, regarding Adam Pekelem, but regarding the tumakala of Oichel Amashka, that we will learn out from the Kabbalah from Zav, that will be Metama B'Moshe. That's what Rashi says. Now, that Tosfos now asks a steer in Rashi's. Yet, the compares Rashi here, Rashi in Masechtas Yuma explains, She'oisi Mishkav B'Moshe B'Tama Oichel Mashkin, we're saying that, what's Alocha by Boel Nida? He makes Mishkav B'Moshe, at least Metama Oichel Mashkin, and V'Loikesh HaMishkav B'Moshe, not like other Tumas that make Mishkav B'Moshe, She'oisa that they make L'Tama Odom Mekalim, where they're more severe than Metama even people in vessels, like an Avatoma. Kogoin says Rashi, Hazav, Vaham Mitzayra, V'chulu. So one reads Rashi, it looks like just another example, but Tosfos makes all Shtikal Torah over here. He's saying this Rashi is contradicting the Rashi elsewhere. And it seems like Rashi is retracting what he says over here in Masech Pesach. Now, V'arabra, Moshe Mefantaiza, Pirish, Kamesha Pirish Rashi Bekan. He explains like Rashi says over here. And Vahi, the Elodvarm. So what do you do with the Gemara in Pesachim? That it sounds like that only a Zav is Metama B'Moshav. So there it's not talking about a Mitzayra B'Mei Tumasa. Rather, Mukila B'Mitzayra B'Mei Safari. It's actually talking about Mitzayra during the days of his purification, which is after that he tabled. and he did one hair cutting, is on his way for the second hair cutting, then you're right. There's no metame mishkav meishim. Because mash p'teres kashim, like it's on the p'teres kainim. Shein no, it's mishkav meishim, that you don't make mishkav meishim. Vay derichu by taisa be'el dvarim, so to taisa in el dvarim, and afsam l'zayim ha'beiz, it's ma'arech b'kel n'shayach, and here it's not applicable. Now, one thing says taisa, b'li hukshah al mash ha'perish ha'taisa. It says, but one thing bothers me regarding what Taisis had, what we just explained before, explaining Rashi and Ben Utam, that the Meishkev and Meishav and the Mitzayr is Mitame only food and beverages. The Mitzayr ve'evan am the gas, that the halacha of the Mitzayr and the stone that has the nega also makabachema, it's learned from makabachema mizav l'tomakala, at least for the tomakala, for Mitame oich lemashkin. That says Taisis, ve'hecha also. Now how exactly do you learn from this kabachema? Because once you make the drasha from the pasuk that only zav and metam mishkav a moishav in the chamura, in the more severe one, comes out that it's not more kal than mitzera. So ha'ikal mechla, then you could actually refute the kavuchem and say, wait a second, mala zav shayis mishkav moishav b'tum ha'chamura. We only have the tum ha'chamura with the mishkav moishav of a zav, so that's why it's giving metam even the tum ha'kala. Tama bahani, what are you going to say by mitzera, which doesn't have the tum ha'chamura, maybe it doesn't even have the tum ha'kala, even for the oich lamashka, because it's not a kavuchem. Because you see that Zav has a chumah. However, it says mi holakasha, but that's not really difficult. You could say that the case of Bel Nida refutes that. Because Bel Nida is not matam mishkav meishav tumachamur like we explain here in our Gemara, yet still he has mishkav meishav tumachala. Ah, so the fact that one doesn't have the tumachamur does not prove that you can't have tumachala. So that we could learn now from Zav and Bel Nida, but Imam Matzino, from that side of Shabbat, that mitzvah is also included in the tumachala. But so it says miyakat ekel mevach, and they could refute even that tzad hashava. Because mal tzad hashava, what do we find the common denominator of zav and bel nida? Shematamek lichas behesed. They contaminate earthenware vessel by causing it to move. The av bel nida matamek lichas behesed. Because even the bel nida contaminates an earthenware vessel by making it move. Kama shechir shemri. I like to read proofs from the Abin Perek when this couldn't, like the Gemara says nida flam gimel and aleph. The mahi matamek lichas, just like she, the nida, contaminates the earthenware vessel. Of whom matamek lichas, so to the bel nida is matamek lichas. Now, but not klicheres. The fact that it picks the case of klicheres, why klicheres? She mitam begabu, which is not contaminated from its exterior. Shemam in the behesikama, obviously because of mitam by causing it to move, which is like an extreme type of touching. Now, since regarding the zav and the bel nida, there's a chumra that the mitam behesed, whereas you don't have the by mitzaris. So how could you learn out from them to mitzaris to have the tumakala? So Elan really rather says it's a different interpretation. Says the tumachamura, this that. We're saying that you're not learning out mitzvah from zav to be mitame even od mekalim. That's like we said because nemaite mehazav. That we exclude from the pasuk hazav, which sounds like only the zav has the halacha of mishkav meishav. But that's regarding the tumah chamura. Now, the tumah kala mitame. This time we know that the lesser tumah of oichel mashkim that mitzvah does have. That's behekesha. That we learn from a hekesh. The vazav is zayvoy lazachem nekeva. When they're going to have this omission, whether for the male or the female. But the Shin Mepregman is Kutim and the Gemara with the Nida Daf Lamadalam Beis learns out when it says Lazacha, what's that coming to include? The Rabbis Mitzoyl Mayanais of Achud to include Mitzoyra for his springs, for his liquids that come out of his body. Oh, that just like the Zav, his spittle and his urine, all other his liquids from his body are Tame. So to the Mitzoyra, which we expound from this Pasik, specifically with Mitzoyra, not to other Tomas, because the Iskish Mitzoyra Lazav Gama, because Mitzoyra is compared to the total Zav, which had three discharges, because the Parashah of Zav Mitzoyra are near each other. So therefore, that's what we learn out, at least for Tumakal. Well, Tais is bothered. So wait a second. So why doesn't this Hekesh help you to say even that the Mitzvah has the Tumachamur like that of Zav? And that's the Tais. But not Dinav, the truth is we should have said the Iskash Zav, it's compared to Zav, Evelo Tumachamur, even for the severe Tumah. But we said we have the meat of a Zav that excludes it. So Menuka Mi'utla Tumachamur, so we use the meat for the severe level Tumah, the Hekesh, the Tumakal, and the Hekesh, that compares the two of them for the Tumakal, and therefore that's what we learn out that the Mishkav Meishav of the Mitzvah is going to tell me at least that of Oichel Mashkin, which that's what we say that that's the ultimate resolution of that of the Mitzvah, that he has the Tumakala and that he doesn't have that of the Tumachamura. That's how Tosis learns regarding this halacha, which we had this contradiction in Rashi regarding what's the status of the Mitzvah. Now we do the next test, the master begins with the Gemara. Amar Rav Tachlifa Mishmid Rava says, Zoysimers, this comes to tell us, Tumah Hutri B'Tzibra, that Tumah is totally permitted in the Tzibra. Now Tosis is bothered with the Manda Omar that we're saying this from, which Rav Tachlifa is saying in the name of Rava. So Tosis, it's a wonder. The inference is that both them, that they hold, perish, who's the both them? Abai, but rather that are having their discussion over there, that they both hold Tumah Dechui, but see, the Tumah is only set aside for the Tzibur. Now here, Rav is being quoted as saying Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. So that's Taisa B'Tir, so the re answers. The other comment, Rav Acha, this is that Rav says over here, Tumah Heter, he says, Zoyse Meris. This comes to tell us, which is just an inference from the halacha that we're quoting over here from the Mishnah. But he himself doesn't hold like this Tana. This really Rav Sheshes, because he holds like Rav Sheshes. I remember some of Tumah Dechui, he holds like Rav Sheshes, says it's a Tumah is only set aside, which anyways we say Tumah Chalik Tana. But says Taisa, but Li Nira, they know the Tzurchim Loima. But we don't have to say this. The Svili Kistam Astidin that Rabbi does not hold like an anonymous Mishnah here Masech Des Yuma, which is a Deichik. Ela rather, Taisa gives a different approach. And he Hasam, that discussion over there, which we, Digimar tells Abayim and Rabbi both hold that it's only Dechuya, only set aside, Leinu Pesach Ari. That's because they're told my regarding the Karban Pesach. The Koyam, I Dekama Ula, it's going, what Ula says over there, Bibi Mixer Shema, Bibi, they're coming in partially into the base of Mikdash, is like coming in all the way. And which is a problem if you're tummy. Uparachle in the Gemara as of the Mimitsaira from Mitsarah Shachal Shemini Shalalis Bereb Pesach. If his eighth day, when he has to bring his carbon, falls on Erev Pesach, Bidrak Keri, and also that same day he has a seminal mission, which Avapish in Tvul Yom Afanichnas, although regularly a Tvul Yom is not allowed to come in as a Bal Keri, Zen Nichnas, this Bal Keri could actually come in as a Tvul Yom, because Mutav Yovei Asei Shish Bekaris, better he have the positive commandment that has Karis, which is for Karban Pesach, and override the positive commandment of being a tummy person that doesn't have Karas, so that he should be able to bring the Karban Pesach and eat it that night, so therefore that overrides the positive commandment and he can come into the Har HaBayis. And now if you're going to say that partially coming is considered coming all the way, has it permitted for him to stick his thumbs into the Azar when he's Tvulian for the carry? But who both are positive commandments that have Karas, because you're coming in all the way into the Machne Shechina. Because you're sticking your thumbs in, you're not just in the Machan Levi, you're in Machan Shechina. So why is Karban Pesach overriding this issue? Amalei says, Metunach, from your own package, meaning from what you're saying, I'm going to answer exactly back to you. Since he's permitted this Biba mixes for his Tzaraas, because the Torah always lets you come in, even though you're Tamei, to stick in your thumbs. That's how every Mitzvah has to do it on day 8. So Hutel Kiroya, therefore, he's already permitted for the carry also. We confirm from this, Ula holds that Reuben Zavim and Asa Tmei Mason, the majority of the Jewish people are Zavim, and they become Tmei Mason, Hoyal Behutul Demasin, since they're permitted for their Tumma of Mess to do the Karban Pesach, which we say that only individuals rejected to Pesach Sheni and not the Tzibur. So Hutul Zivasin, although Ziva does not have that dispensation, but same story you said over here, Hoyal Behutul for this, so Hutul for this, so Hoyal Behutul Demasin of Mess, they're Hutul Zivasin. Can you compare the two cases of Mitzrayim Bal Keri to this halacha? Of how could you compare to that of Pesach with Tumah Mes and Ziva? Tumah Ishtaroi. The Tumah that the Tummy person was a Bal Keri, that the before he became Bal Keri, that Tumah was permitted. Ziva Ishtaroi v'chulu, but the case of Ziva, that was never permitted. That was before the Tumah Mes. No svar to say that the old Tumah that was beforehand should go ahead and be permitted. So, etc. So, Dima Hachi Kamar Ma'ar. So, Abayi said to Rabbi, so maybe this is what the Master means to say. The other way around. The order was reversed. Reuben Tumah Mes and Mechulev, most of the people were Tumah Mes, and then they became Zavim. That once the original Tumah that originally was there is going to be permitted, because of the Raiva of Klal Yisrael, so then, the subsequent Ziva is also going to be permitted, which is built on that. That would make sense. That would be exactly comparable, like the case of Mitzrayim that became Balkari. That for his Tzaraas he's allowed to, and then even though the subsequent Balkari is not allowed to, but once the original is permitted, so do the subsequent one. But even if that's going to resolve that question, but Abai continues asking, he says, and even if that's your interpretation, but Vakatu Lidami, it's still not comparable. He still cannot learn out the Zavin of Pesach to be able to go into that Zarf and Allah of the Mitzrayim that became Balkari. Because by the Mitzrayim that became Balkari, that Mitzrayim had Teruhu. The Torah permits, the Mitzrayim totally permitted, the Torah even commands you to stick your thumbs into that Zar. So once it's permitted for that, so it's permitted even for the Balkari. But regarding Tumah Mesim, Tumah Dechu Yehi, Tumah is only set aside. So you could say, La Yitchoy, La Ha Lo Yitchoy. For this, the Torah sets aside, but not for this. In contrast to Heter, to which I'm like, Rav says, No, Adrabah, Ipcha Mestabah Vecholi. Rav says the logic exactly the opposite. Then no. That actually, by Mitzrayim, since it's totally permitted, the Svar would actually tell you that when you totally permit an Isser, it's for this thing. But Bal Keri, which does not have that heter, would not be permitted. Tamei Mes by Pesach, since the Torah is only setting aside, so what's even if it's setting aside one thing or set aside two things? If it's being set aside by Tumas Pesach, it's being set aside by Tumah of Ziva. That's how Rav responds. The Gemara concludes, but from here you see that Abai and Rav both hold Tumah is set aside regarding when it comes to the carbon in the Tzibra. Now, what says Taisis, oh, now you could explain that our Gemara that brings Rav as saying Tumah Hutra B'Tzibra does not contradict what the Gemara says in Zvach. Because Vekivin the Hazman Pesach, since as we just explained, the whole Gemara there's tomorrow regarding the Kam Pesach, maybe you could say, Nehid the Pesach. You're right, the Kam Pesach, even though Kivin the Asa Bechanufya, that it comes in the gathering, that everyone comes together, because everyone has to bring a Kam Pesach. Chashav could carbon tzibit, on some level it's considered like a carbon tzibit. Vedechas of Shabbos is Tumah different, it sets aside the Isurim of Shabbos and Tumah. But Mekam Makam, even so, Kivin the Lav Kol Yisrael Maisu Chad Pesach Meshuv, since it's not really everyone that Klai Yisrael bringing the same one carbon Pesach. Mahadrina na tahar, and therefore we do attempt to go ahead and bring it with a state of tahara, and that's a filamandam to mahetahi. But carbon tzibur gomer haba b'shutras, as even according to the one who says that by a real bona fide carbon tzibur, that's one carbon for all Klai Yisrael, that it's hutra. But when it's the carbon Pesach, that's where we find that Rav is saying it's tachuya. It actually sounds like a similar svar for the Gemara on daf on the next daf zayin and aleph. With the Eilish Shalom regarding the Ram of Aaron, that Avagav the Zim the Kabiyale B'dachis HaShabbos Vesat Tumiko Korban Tzibur, although it has a set time, has to be brought on the Yom Kippurim, it overrides Shabbos and Tumah like a Korban Tzibur, become Malkum, still we see from the Gemara that Kivin Kamin Yacharu, since ultimately it is Aaron bringing it himself, Madrina Natar and the Kulama, according to everyone, we try to have it brought by a Tar in the Tar estate, which is exactly what we're saying about the Garden of the Korban Pesach. And Mikolshkin the Nichat Fei had itzach l'mid dechasim. Now it says, "Tell you so. Wow! Now it really makes sense what the Gemara was going through and pointing out when it says Machlal the Tavai Yisraelu Tumah Dechuya. Oh, we can infer that with Abai and Rava. Hold that Tumah is only set aside. The Ma'ayin Nafkimin the Bahud Yuka. What's the purpose of the Gemara pointing that out there? It's not relevant for their discussion over there. Ah, El Misham. No, it is because the Rava is Yisraelach. The Gemara wants to point it out because Rava, the Gemara is alluding to the contradiction." Because here in our Gemara, Rabbah holds some of Hetahi, it's totally permitted. It's a Chamedic Chazan. The Gemara had to infer over there that Filachi, even so, Ma'yaduba Pesach agrees by the carbon Pesach, as we explained, because of the fact that it's not like a regular carbon zebra. Now, Bashmamina, the Shinud, the Shinin Hacha, the Yuma, the Samachs, obviously what the Gemara says later on, when it talks about Elim, the case of Rams, the Elo Shal Aaron, it's talking about the Ram of Aaron, that it's going that Filman the Mehetu, even according to one who holds that Tumah is usually Hutra B'tzibur, but B'Karbin Yachid, but B'individual Karbin, Kama Elo Shal Aaron, the Pesach, like the Ram of Aaron and the Karbin Pesach. Avagav the Zim the Kevilu, who even though it has a set time, B'Dochu Shabbos, with Tumah, and Dibra, override Shabbos and Tumah, might do it to Madrina, and Tara still agrees that we try to go ahead and do it in the state of purity, and that's why it's not a contradiction, and Tais even explained that that's really what the Gemara was alluding to over there.